I'll hold it. That'll help.
You might. I don't know, you gotta pick. Well, I'm picking up on it also, so that's fine. Will you say your name?
Oh, Lonnie Briscoe.
Okay, that's cool.
It seems to be rather sensitive, I noticed that.
Yeah, it's picking me up on it. When we quit last night, I was asking you about the kinds of fences that you find around the playground. You started talking about wire fences.
Yes, the cyclone type, which is for safety. Protection against well, automobiles, one thing, and the possibility of well, can't be with just so much anyway, but I believe that's about the biggest one. Keeps you from getting run over.
What would you what do you call a room in a school or a college where sports activities aren't held?
A room?
A large room.
Like a gymnasium?
Yeah. What else would that be used for, a gymnasium?
For intramural sports, basketball, volleyball, handball, tennis, indoor tennis, and if it's large enough, could play indoor softball.
Where are the toilets in schools?
For the most part, they're off of corridors. Not too far from entrance ways or exits for the convenience of the children going to and from their various classes in the event that they have such arrangements, such as changing classes at different intervals. But for the most part, they are pretty well centered between the exits and the entrances, so that they are more convenient, I think.
Can you tell me what kind of students were at your school, the school that you attended, your high school like, and the kinds of people that you've run into since then, which I'm sure are many?
The kind of people, gee, so difficult to describe, because you never know all the people, because it's just impossible to give that kind of expression. That is, I mean, to really be truthful and at the same time be fair to everybody, because you just really wouldn't know. I restricted myself more or less to people who had something in common with me, people who were at least law-abiding and wanting to do the things that would be helpful in the learning process. And of course, there were others there for many other purposes, you might know. But I didn't have anything to do with them, unless I just had to, because I did have some responsibility in student government, so that did give me contact with some that were resented students even saying anything to them about anything or having said things about them. So it's very difficult to make a statement of what kind of people they were, because you never really know who they are until you've been exposed to them in many ways. And I limited myself to a very great extent. Those people who were not in my immediate group of associates.